Welcome back. Episode 11 of Zero Carb Journal. And I'm Matt, and thank you guys so much for watching and all your support and your lovely comments and feedback and all that. I've been sure enjoying reading everything you guys are writing, and I'm really enjoying the community that we're building here. So thank you very much for all that. I sure appreciate it. Alrighty, well, let's see. It's Friday. It is February 22nd, I think. Yeah. And how about that? Can you see that? It's been a hell of a week here. You know, I'm here in the Pacific Northwest, and we are mild, right? Normally not too cold, not too warm. As we get into February, towards the end, we're usually looking at spring. We usually get some 60-degree days, and usually in the past, I'd be out there digging in the garden, and, well, it's a little different this year. We got hit with this cold snap about a week ago. Last Sunday, I think, it froze up, and I literally froze up. It's like 28 outside right now, and it's been 22 most nights and 24 here on my hill, and it snowed quite a bit all week, and my water is frozen. So I haven't had running water since last Sunday, so for just about a week now. So I'm just back from town buying some drinking water, and when it gets really bad, I get stuck up here. You know, I get water from my spring and boil it and continue to kind of stay on my self-sufficient mission, but I've just been cold and not feeling like working on it, so I've been buying some jugs of water, and it's a good thing it's video, because I haven't been able to clean myself up a whole lot, but I'm hanging in there. I'm actually having a great week, you guys. It's been nice. I love wintertime. I've been just pretending like I'm at a vacation in a ski cabin. It's been great. I have had a lot of stuff on my list that I'd like to do outside, and I've been kind of stuck in here. It's been pretty nasty. I'll put some clips up of some of the snow I've had this week. Tuesday, I think, or maybe it was Monday, it was just slamming snow all day. I mean, it was really cool. It makes me feel good. Power kind of goes on and off, and I hole up in my cabin and get my fire cranked up, and I love it. Fortunately, I got my pot of water on the stove there, and I saw the cold snap coming, so I filled that up, so I've been able to do my dishes and things like that, do a little washing of myself now and then. But yeah, I'm really waiting for this to break, so it looks like we might get more snow today, actually, and maybe through the weekend. It doesn't look like it's going to break anytime soon. We're kind of trapped in this, we get this Arctic air that blows out of the northeast, out down the Fraser River out of Canada, when this weather pattern comes in, and yeah, it just gets cold and stays cold. So it's okay. My water up here always kind of freezes up this time of year. I do have some systems that alleviate that heat tape on my line from the spring, but of course that broke a couple weeks ago for some reason, and I thought I was out of the woods with winter, but I'm not, apparently. And at the big house down there, I did have some pipes burst, so I spent some time this week doing maintenance for my tenants and making sure they have water, and everything's all good down there. So feet been haying the animals a little bit since the pastures are all frozen and covered in snow, and yeah, so I've been busy. I've been puttering around outside and a little, and mostly staying inside. Been having some good progress in here, working on some new things. I'm working on some new video editing software that I'm real excited about making some headway with, and as well been working on publishing some new plans for my stoves, and working on laying the foundation for doing some live broadcasts and things like that, among other things. So yeah, it's been a good week. I've been excited about it, about some time to focus on some inside stuff, and excited about the winter weather, even though I'm ready for spring. I'm taking it for what it is, and being thankful to have this little winter vacation in my cabin. So that's been nice. So let's talk about my journaling for Zero Carb. You know, it's been another great week. really stayed the course. I didn't go back to the eggs or anything else. I just kind of stayed on my beef all week, and I've been feeling good. I've been eating a little more than I was back a few weeks ago, but not as much as last week. I kind of got over that hump, and I've been eating about 3 pounds a day, feeling really well. You know, last week I talked about getting tired out and eating a lot. And for sure, I overdid it in my workouts on Monday and Tuesday. And that's something that some of your comments helped to remind me when I was tracking. Oh, I got a helicopter or something. That's probably going to be annoying. That's okay. When I was tracking my meals and my inflammation very closely prior to starting ZC over the last few years, one thing that I became aware of was that I could very much drive my inflammation and drive my sort of metabolic breakdown cycle with my workouts if I overdid it. So I learned that the hard way many years ago doing a pyramid, not many, but actually just like 3 years ago doing a pyramid type workout where you do, I don't remember exactly how it went, but it was like 8 pull-ups, 7 pull-ups, 6 pull-ups, 5 pull-ups, 4 pull-ups, 3 pull-ups, 2 pull-ups, 1 pull-ups, and you do that. I can't remember if I went up and then down or how it went, but did that one day after reading about it, trying to get a, you know, you can really get a good workout. It'll be metabolically stressful and tear up your muscles and make you stronger. And I tried it one day, and that sent me into a tailspin. This is a few years ago now, but I could feel it coming on a few hours after my workout. Like, uh-oh, I did it. I started getting the light head and sweating you know, cold sweats and all of the pre-syncope symptoms that I get. And I knew that I had driven myself into, you know, a metabolically compromised state, I guess. I'm not really exactly sure how to say it, but I had stressed my system to the breaking point. And I realized upon that experience that I started to identify those symptoms, and I knew that I learned that I could work out and work my way out. You know, I could work out to the point where I would end up with bloody diarrhea, and you know, it would affect that, it would bring on that autoimmune symptoms. So I do think that last week that's what I did. I did some hard workouts, and you know, I've learned to kind of balance out where those need to land to be hard and keep pushing myself, but not so hard that I end up in that boat. So last week I was right on the line. I didn't get too sick or anything, but I could tell I was worn down. So I backed down on those a little bit this week, and that's been going better. I feel a lot better, and I found a pretty happy medium over the last year in terms of workouts, but I keep, you know, wanting to ramp it up a little bit, so I'm just kind of pushing myself close to that edge and then coming back away from it. And yeah, live and learn, I guess. But you know, I do like to challenge myself. I do like to work out hard. You know, I like to get in there and push myself. So, you know, I can still do that. I just have to take it one sort of, I just have to back down and not try and do too many exercises on any one day. I can go hard in one, but I've got to moderate how much volume I do add to any of those workouts. So yeah, so that's been interesting. This week has been pretty good. I had a you know, medium hard workouts Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, and then backed off today and yesterday. And I feel good. I feel well adapted to that, I suppose. So that's been nice. You know, I got a lot of great comments from you guys about themes and things to talk about. And so, you know, today I think I'd like to go over some of the things I've learned in my path to seeking my own health, with regards to working out and fitness and exercise. And I'll just do a little bit of covering, what I found along those lines today. And I know a lot of you guys want to see my meat cookies, so maybe we'll see. Maybe I'll, it's kind of looking like it's going to snow out there, so maybe I'll get done with this part of the video and maybe I'll film some of those. I really don't want to, you guys. I mean, it's just hamburgers. You guys have seen hamburgers. You know how to make hamburgers, squish them down. But I keep saying the same thing, but you guys keep wanting to see them. I gotta be honest, I don't really understand. Like, surely everyone knows what a hamburger looks like, but I guess you really want to see my burned ones. So maybe I'll do that when we're done here today. Can you tell I'm anxious about that? That's pretty funny, isn't it? Anyways, so yeah, we'll see what if I get into that. But I would like to go over a little bit of my fitness stuff because I have learned a lot. And, I'd like to do maybe a full episode and show you my workouts at some point. But for now, I'll just talk a little bit about what I've learned, how I started, and what's really helped me the most. So, I grew up as pretty much, I was an athlete, and I was an athlete in school. In younger days, I played all sorts of sports, and then as I got into high school, realized I was too little to do much of that. I loved football when I was a little guy. I played a lot of football, and I loved it, loved it, loved it. And then we all turned 15 or 14 or whatever it was, and got into high school, and I realized I was like literally 100 pounds less than everyone else. So I wasn't able to continue playing football, which I was sad about. I just loved that sport when I was young. So I did some wrestling in the first couple of years of high school, and I did really well actually because I was so little. Again, there wasn't much competition, but I got state and did all kinds of stuff. But and then I switched to snowboarding and skateboarding and surfing and pretty much rejected all of that organized sports stuff for the next 30 years. But I've come back around now. I love football again, and pretty much all sorts of activities. But the reason I bring that up is because I would like to point out that I really never, maybe I wasn't paying attention or whatever, but I really never learned about resistance training. I never learned about building strength. Up until the time I was 40, I really had like a 70s or 80s view of fitness. My kind of entire worldview in terms of fitness was basically based around cardio and skills. I mean, I was really into skateboarding and snowboarding, so I was always focused on my performance and surfing, my performance in those things. And so I would work on balance and spinning and flipping and, jumping and all kinds of those, explosive type stuff. And in the off season, I would run and I would ride my bike and I would be high output all the time, but I never did any strength training. And in surfing, I would surf all day for hours and I would be like, oh, my arms are so sore, I'm getting strong. But for whatever reason, I never stopped to research or learn much about strength training. In high school and wrestling, we would go in the weight room, but I don't remember ever having any suitable training. I remember in physical education class going in the weight room for, a section of that, and I learned how to use the machines, but I don't remember learning about progressive overload and things like that. And I definitely didn't learn about the role that resistance training can play in building strength and overall fitness, and even in how it works in to benefit your cardiovascular health in conjunction with straight cardio. And I also never really learned about some of the downsides of just doing cardio. And I just thought you get out there and hammer on your bike for 4 hours or 6 hours a day, and you're fit as could be, and that's going to make you strong and healthy. And jogging, same thing. And I have a very different viewpoint now. I have changed those views completely in the last few years, and I'm so glad to have finally learned that. But I'm a little frustrated that it took me so long to figure that out, because I feel like now I'm really fighting an uphill battle trying to build some muscle at 48 years old, and undo a lot of those old bad habits. I still will just jump on my bike and go for a couple hours, 2 or 3 hours, when maybe I'd be better served by doing a little bit of strength training and maybe some sprints, and not wearing myself down so much with cardio. But I still feel like, for some reason, beating myself up is the way to make myself better. I don't think that's true, but it's just sort of a holdover from my old fitness beliefs. So yeah, so over the last few years, let's see, I'll start at the beginning. I was 44. I told you I hated myself. I didn't like the way I looked. I hated my belly. I was small in the shoulders and starting to get bigger in the midsection. And I just, no matter what I did, I didn't seem to come up with a shape that I liked or looked good in clothes. I always blamed it on being so short. I know now that isn't the case. I just was had proportions that I didn't care for the way I looked in clothes, or without clothes for that matter. So when I first started trying to get fit, you know, I really didn't like myself the way I looked. Didn't have any of the knowledge I have now. But I knew I wanted to lose some weight. I knew I wanted to get fit. I knew I needed to get my cardio back. I hadn't been doing any of that. So this is about 3 years ago now. I actually started, it was midwinter, and I just got an app. And it was one of those circuit training apps. I don't even remember which one it was. But, you know, it had like 20-minute and 30-minute workouts that you could do in the morning or whenever. And you could do in a short amount of time at home. And they were mostly, it was mostly just jumping around. And so I always say, yeah, I just started my fitness, you know, path this time by jumping around in my living room. And that's really what it was. You know, it would be like 20 minutes of burpees and jumping jacks and high knee running in place. And some push-ups and, you know, lunges and mountain climbers and bear crawls and things like that. And that's great stuff. And I'm so glad I did it. But that's how I started. And I was simply doing that. And that went a long ways to getting my initial cardio in shape and getting me sort of tuned up and toned up. And then, you know, I went from there. I'm going to stop the camera and start over because it's going to stop. So I did my jumping around in the living room, and I did that for a few months, and then I started to become more interested in the diet aspect and the nutrition aspect. And so I started to, for the first time ever, count my calories and pay attention to protein and carbs. And honestly, you guys, at 45, I mean, I remember being so frustrated because I felt like I needed to learn how to eat. And I was frustrated that I had never learned that as a young person. So if you're listening and you're watching this and you're, you know, 20s or 30s even, or, you know, younger, one of the best things, and I think nowadays it's pretty ubiquitous, so most people don't do it. But when I was a kid, it didn't seem like that was very prevalent to really, I had no comprehension of how much protein and how many carbs and how much fat I was eating in any given day. I really had no concept of what roles those played in the body. You know, I had a general loose, but I didn't care. I was just snowboarding and my performance was high and I felt good. So I didn't worry about those things. But when I got to be 45 and I'd been jumping around and I started to pay attention to those things, I went, wow, I am just eating like my entire diet was basically carbs and very low protein and very low fat because I'd always avoided fat. So I had to learn about all those things. So, you know, by 6 months into my fitness journey, I'm counting calories, I'm starting to eat, and, you know, something that I thought was better, which meant more protein. And, you know, at that point I was lowering carbs a little bit, but I wasn't doing low carb. But starting to, you know, tune things up a little bit. And I got to a healthy weight. And I got to, you know, where I should have liked the way I looked. But I just didn't. I just, like I said, my shoulders were small. And I still kind of had that wider in the middle shape. Even though I didn't really have much weight to lose. Just didn't like the shape of my body. So at that point, I started to look into resistance training. And I started with... my first routine was the recommended routine from Reddit's r body weight fitness. And it's just a real basic template, I'll say, for a resistance training routine that goes through, gives you the basic motions to work on. And, you know, what was great about it for me was it gave me the platform that I still really use to build my workouts on. And it taught me so much. So one of the first things that I would say to anyone who's interested in learning or starting resistance training, you know, find something that you can do that you'll sustain. And the most important thing is know that it's going to be a lifelong, hopefully, pursuit and an educational experience and something that you'll be continuing to learn for a long time. It's okay to be a total beginner. It's okay to be right at the beginning and the start of your path and to not know anything. And you hear it all the time. And I remember feeling it too. You know, what should I do? I don't want to go to the gym. I'm embarrassed. I don't know how to start. just start. Do it wrong. Do it poorly. You know, you won't even know you're doing it wrong until you learn, you know, get started and learn to do it right. So don't worry about going hard. Don't worry about, you know, like, start just by learning the motions of a good push-up. Start by doing push-ups, you know, standing up on the wall. You know, they seem so easy, but you can learn good form. And just do it for 5 minutes the first day. And then, you know, the next day, work on that form a little bit. And what's neat about that is I remember starting, you know, trying to do things years ago, and I would always just like do one really hard workout and then give up because I was sore and it sucked and I hated it and I didn't know what I was doing. But now what I've learned is I so much enjoy the educational process. I so much enjoy the learning and the progression and the endless progression of the educational part. There's so much to learn, all the different bones and muscles in your body and the way they move and things that are good to do and things you shouldn't do and good form and different variations of exercises. It's an endless path, and there's no way you're going to soak it all in and get it right at the beginning, and you won't do it. It will take years. I mean, even, you know, I learn more every day. I still study that stuff daily. So one of the best pieces of advice I can give anyone who wants to start is just think of yourself as a student. You know, don't think of yourself as an athlete. You don't need to beat yourself up over doing it right or wrong or a lot or a little, but learn to love learning about it. And then I think, you know, you just get so much rewarding interaction with your fitness pastime. You know, I can sit down and read about it and be, you know, really, really, really rewarded with my progress in the educational aspect of it. So I started, I was a total beginner, and I did this bodyweight fitness recommended routine, and it's great because it just covers the basics. You do a vertical pull and a vertical push and a horizontal pull and a horizontal push, and you do some squats and you do some core work. And the only thing I would add to that is a rear posterior chain that wasn't part of that routine, but I've since have added things that work my glutes and hams to make sure that my posterior chain is strong. And that's something that is usually strengthened in the gym with deadlifts and other variations. And I don't feel like my back has ever been able to. I'm not a fan of deadlifts. I've only tried them a couple of times. I don't feel solid on them. And so I've been building up using various other exercises, and now I'm starting to do some kettlebell swings to try and build that posterior chain, and I'm noticing great improvement over the last few months, so I'm getting stronger there as well. But at any rate, the recommended routine gives you those six basic motions: vertical push pull, horizontal push pull, legs and abs, those six, and then if you add a seventh, the posterior chain, you get a real full body, you know, you get a well-rounded workout. So that workout gives you the basic format. It gives you those six exercises. It gives you sort of a structure within which to place those, which is basically three sets of various reps, you know, usually 3 to 5 as you're getting stronger, up to 12 if you're going for hypertrophy, bigger muscles, but not much more than that. You know, and I see a lot of new folks, you know, new to trying to work out, go, oh, I'm going to try this push-up challenge or this squat challenge where we do 100 squats a day or do push-ups every day for a month. And I got to tell you guys, I think those are terrible ideas for trying to get started in fitness. For me personally, those are the kinds of routines that will bring on joint pain and don't allow adequate recovery and just add to more stress. And without doing the things that really will build muscle, you'll just become acclimated to that level of work, and your body will just, you know, you won't build muscle. It'll just be like, oh, I got to work through this. So I strongly recommend that you learn about resistance training, adding a little more with each workout, and adequate recovery between sessions so that you don't just spin your wheels and tire yourself out trying those things that are real common pitfalls for beginners. So, you know, I learned by doing this recommended routine that I do well with a structured routine if I give myself enough time to recover. Now, if I work out and I do 3 sets of 5 or 3 sets of 8 of each motion, I can't do that every day. I can only do that every other day, and maybe only 2 or 3 days a week. So that's an important aspect as well. Okay, I'm going to take another break because my battery's going to die. So I'm going to stop the recording and I'll start up again in just a sec here. Alrighty. Might have changed the shot a little there. I had to move the camera. So anyways, adequate recovery is super important. And as we get older, and especially with a condition like mine, that's probably the number one thing that I've learned is to not overdo it. Not necessarily follow those routines that are designed for 20-year-olds and you know, younger people to a T, but be ready to back down and be ready to take it a little easier than maybe you know, those workouts might suggest. So recovery has been very important for me to learn about. When I first started, I was doing full body workouts 3 days a week, and that felt pretty good when I was starting. But as I got stronger and started to push myself harder, that became too much. So I broke that down into a push and a pull and a leg workout that I do 2 days a week each. And I give myself, you know, 3 days, oh no, 2 days between each iteration of those. Oh no, 3 days, I guess. Yeah, the third, 3 days between each pull workout or 3 days between each push. And that's made a big difference. And as well, backing down, you know, now I really focus on one exercise in each one of those workouts for that month, maybe. And I do that in three sets. And the other exercises, I might only do one set to failure nowadays, because I find otherwise I am pushing myself too hard. So that's been really profound for me, you guys. It has changed everything for me in terms of my self-image and the way I feel and my daily routine too. You know, it feels so good. I get up in the morning, as I've told you, I get right to working out, and it feels fabulous to be, you know, 7 in the morning and have what I look at as the hardest thing I have to do all day done. And I'm physically tired and I'm ready to, you know, sit at my desk and hammer out work for a few hours if that's what needs to happen. I'm not antsy and raring to, you know, get myself moving outside because I've already worn myself out. Now, that's been fantastic. And my body composition, you know, it's been so rewarding to finally build muscle and to get a little wider and broader in the shoulders and to feel like I'm progressing, you know, at an age where a lot of my friends really talk about just heading into decline from here on out. So, you know, I really have gotten an enormous amount out of that. And I haven't needed to go to a gym. I haven't wanted to go to a gym. I haven't needed to buy much at all. A pair of rings, you can buy them for about $25 on Amazon. And, you know, honestly, that's really all you need. You need a place to hang them, but it could be a tree or something like that. It could hang them from a pull-up bar in a doorway. And I strongly, you know, suggest that if you're not interested in the gym, but you want to try doing some home workouts, try some rings. They are fantastic in terms of how much versatility and variety you get out of a simple, inexpensive tool. You can pack them in your bag and take them anywhere. I've taken them to when I was teaching workshops. I took them and was working out in the woods in the morning before the workshops would start. You know, they're just versatile and rewarding. And again, the progression is endless. You'll never get so strong you're too strong for the rings. So, and the varieties of workouts is unbelievable. At this point, I'm, you know, able to do really any workout I can imagine on those. So that's been really rewarding. And you know, along the way on that fitness journey, I've bought a couple other programs and tried a few different things, but I keep coming back to the format of that recommended routine, those six exercises, plus one maybe. And I just keep kind of doing my own, now my own variation and own programming on that same workout. You know, I know that I want to include the vertical push, vertical pull, horizontal push, horizontal pull, my legs, my core, and my back, my posterior chain. So if I include all those things, you know, I have a variety now of different exercises I do, and I mix them up, and it's so rewarding. And you know, on top of that, now I've been adding my skills work, which has been really fun. So I'm you know, working on my handstands, working on my front lever, handstand push-ups, planche work, muscle up. You know, so those are goals I have, and that's been really, really, really profoundly rewarding as well, as to make progress towards those goals and to find myself, you know, real excited about how I'm going to do on those. You know, every day I wake up and go, oh, I wonder how my front lever is going to be today. And some days are better than others. Today I wasn't very strong, and that's okay. it's going to be a lifetime path for me, I think. So I really enjoy that aspect. You know, I remember telling a friend, like, how cool is it that I can get up and try this thing for 30 seconds? And it's so hard. I can only do it for 30 seconds. And then I can't try again for 2 days because it was so hard. I wore myself out. So that's been fun to experience that. And, you know, as a younger person, I was always so eager for progress and impatient. And now I just feel, just so stoked that, like, well, you didn't get it today. It means you just get to keep trying. And so, you know, I've been at it for a few years now, and honestly, my progress is slow. You know, I look at myself in the mirror and I look at the strength of the moves I'm doing. I've made immense progress. But if it comes down to any of those actual, like, goals, like front lever, yeah, I'm still not there and I'm still a long ways off. So that's cool. I got stuff to work on. So that's, you know, generally what I do for workouts these days. I still do some cardio. I get on my bike trainer here in my shack, and as the weather warms, I'll get back on my bike. I love riding mountain bikes through the woods. So that's something I do for my soul and for pleasure, but it also does help me be fit. I do think cardio is important. I don't neglect it entirely, but I no longer try not to beat myself up and just run myself down to just get the energy out doing that. I think there's diminishing returns there. I do feel like the resistance training gives me a lot more returns. I'm getting stronger. And I can get my cardio with resistance training as well. I can just have shorter rests in between lifts and do sort of a high-speed workout, and I'll end up sweating and huffing and puffing at the end of that. And so I still try and incorporate cardio, but I try and do it a lot more often involved in my resistance training. And on top of that, I do a lot more sprints and high-intensity interval type training than I used to do. You know, for me, cardio in the old days was always long periods of low-intensity steady-state cardio, what they call LISS. And, you know, now I feel like that's really just kind of running calories through your body and running fuel through your tank. I don't know that there's a whole lot of benefit there once you get, you know, your cardiovascular system built up to be able to handle it. And so now I do a lot more sprinting. When I'm on my bike, I'll do short wind sprints. When I'm on my trainer, I'll do a number of 30-second or 1-minute wind sprints in a much shorter time period. I find that to be much more, well, it's intense. It seems to get my heart rate up a lot higher, and I feel like it offers a lot of value to my health overall. So as the weather warms, I'll get outside and do some hill sprints, sprinting up and up my hills, not down. My knees are no good. So I walk slowly down and sprint up as fast as I can. And I do a lot more of that these days than I do those long bike rides and long paddles on my surfboard, which I used to do for hours. So my opinion is changing, and that isn't picking on any of you runners. I've never been a runner. My legs are too short or something. I cannot stand it. I don't believe it's terribly good for you, but it's definitely better for you than not doing anything. But I think it's real hard on the joints to hammer on long runs, and I don't see a whole lot of benefit from long, low-intensity, steady-state cardio as much as I do from sprints. Now, it doesn't mean you shouldn't do any. I do like to incorporate some of those long cardio sessions, but I definitely, where it used to be 100% of my fitness and then, you know, 80% of my fitness, it's now maybe 10%, and I think I'm going to keep it there. I don't feel like it offers a whole lot of benefit. I feel like it's more self-flagellation. Looking at my own history, I would just punish myself with it. And like I say, I enjoy riding my bike through the woods because that's an enjoyable thing. But I no longer just force myself to get on the bike and go for hours or force myself to go for a run because I don't think it does my health as much good as 20 minutes of sprinting or half an hour of pull-ups and push-ups and things like that. So overall, I'm focused on resistance training. As you guys know, I'm focused on getting a little stronger. I'm focused on some specific goals, muscle up and planche and front lever and handstand push-up and some others. But those are the main ones right now. And it's been a really rewarding journey, and I do like the way I look these days. Some clothes fit me a lot better. And I'm just much more comfortable with myself overall, and I'm stronger throwing firewood around and doing things like that. It's amazing the difference. I mean, it really is. I am so much stronger than I used to be, and coming up and down my hill, my legs, I can carry 50-pound feed sacks up here, no problem. It feels good. So that's been pretty profound for me. So, yeah, that's probably enough for today, covering my workout and fitness stuff, and talking a little, let's see, I talked a little bit about my food, and I don't think I'll show you guys my burgers today. I think I'll save that for another episode, since this will be a good one just on my workouts and fitness all by itself. So maybe we'll do the my meat cookies next time around. And yeah, so I think that'll wrap it up for now. I'm going to get to some other stuff, and it's probably going to start snowing. It's getting windy out there. Maybe you can hear the breeze on the house. There's Kitty telling me it's time for her to come inside and warm up. And yeah, so as always, you guys, thank you so much for all your kindness and support, your wonderful comments and constructive criticisms and all of that. I'm really enjoying reading the comments and interacting with all you guys. You know, I kind of disappear a little bit during the week. I get busy, and I don't always get back to this channel to catch up with you guys, but I do try to answer as many as I can. And I appreciate every single comment. So thank you so much. If you haven't subscribed, please do that. This last week, I went off the partner program as YouTube changed their thing. So hopefully we'll get back on there. I don't know if it'll make a difference in how visible this channel is, but I'd love to reach as many of you as possible, because I think we're building a real community here, and I think we can really help some people. So alrighty, that's enough for today. You guys have a great day, have a great week, and stay the course. Good luck with your zero-carb experiments and your health, and I will check in with you next week, and we'll see what's cooking. I got some exciting stuff coming this week that hopefully will lead to an exciting episode next week. We'll see how that goes. So, okay, that's enough for today. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for watching.